week, the Pueblo chieftain sends a reporter on the street to ask random people the question of the week. If the question were asked, if you could have anything you want, what would it be? I'll bet the majority of answers would be something like, I'd love to win the lottery. Or I think the runner-up would be, I want to spend my life with the most beautiful woman in the world, the handsomest man in the world. Those typical responses are why God is so surprised, pleasantly surprised, in our first reading, when Solomon shows that he cares more about his people than himself, and he asks for wisdom to govern them with justice and fairness. Now, if I asked you that same question, I hope your answer would be, I want to go to heaven. I want to spend my life with Jesus Christ forever. That suggests a problem, huh? Those two different answers show that we disconnect our daily lives from our faith lives. That Pueblo chieftain reporter should get the same answer that I get. It would be so refreshing to read in the paper that getting into God's kingdom has value to someone. Huh? We need to bring our faith back into our daily life, to link them, huh? Because living in God's kingdom really is the most important goal for each one of us. If we don't make it, we'll be kicking ourselves for eternity. And that's what Jesus is getting at in today's gospel. He uses a couple examples of people who are striving for lesser things to show that we need their same attitude to reach our goal, what matters most to us, eternal life in God's kingdom. So for the characters in these two parables, it takes work, it takes sacrifices, it takes commitment to be able to buy the hidden treasure in the field, the pearl of great price. Now in our heads we say, oh, yes, 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 I will do whatever it takes to live in God's kingdom. But then it doesn't take long before we're presented with distractions, enticing temptations to sin, and attitudes that make us want to just give up. They weaken our commitment to our goal. If we begin to resent what it takes to reach our goal, if our sacrifices to get there leave us bitter, if we feel we're missing out on life, or that we're depriving ourselves, we want to start envying people who are having a good old time living selfishly, then we're in trouble. Think back to the gospel. The guy who sells everything he owns so that he can buy the field with the buried treasure, and the merchant who does the same to buy the pearl of his dreams, they are so excited and joyful about what they discover that neither character regrets for a second what they have given up to get them. If we focus on what we give up or lose to get into the kingdom, instead of the joy it's going to bring us, the joy we discover in that good news of Jesus Christ, we won't get there. For Jesus, a joyful life with God surpasses everything that we can imagine. And if people are willing to make sacrifices for so much less, buried treasure or a priceless pearl, we can surely empty ourselves so we can share Jesus says, prefer God's kingdom above everything else. Cling to it. Do whatever you have to do for it. If no sacrifice is too great for that, we have to ask ourselves, what do I have to change for it? Not what behavior has to change. What distracts me from God's kingdom? What do I need to let go? What attractive sins do I have to avoid? What causes me to throw self-pity parties for myself? Cast aside whatever gets in the way of God's kingdom, because that's what we really want. It's not easy to follow Christ's commands, his example to live for others, to put others first instead of ourselves. But Jesus gives us his grace to do it, promises to give us that grace. And we talk about the communion of saints at the end of the Creed. They are praying for us. They want us to reach our goal and to join them in heaven. And this parish family is also here to support us, to cheer us on, so that God's kingdom will stay our heart's desire, our deepest longing. So we pray for each other, and we will help each other